One of the biggest productions at the Straz Center for the Performing Arts is not on the stage, it's in the kitchen. The Straz is the largest performing arts venue in the Southeast, and every day, the venue's culinary team puts on its own performance, not only providing food for its restaurants, but also catering weddings, meetings, and other events. For the Zest podcast, producer Dalia Colon went behind the scenes with the Straz Center's executive chef, Ed Steinhoff.
The difference here is that every show that comes into town, there is a new menu for. And the new menu is themed toward the show.
Can you give me some examples?
Yes. So during the show, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, one of the items is a steak, but it has a chocolate barbecue demi-glaze. Some shows are really easy to theme. Others, this one, not so easy because it's mostly sweets. So it's easy for my pastry chef to theme this menu, not so easy for me. Other shows are much easier. So I'll either theme the food or I'll theme the title of the food so that you'll understand that it's coming from this show.
What's an example of a show that was easy to theme?
The show we did with Gloria Estefan, On Your Feet, that was excellent because we were able to find a good niche in the Cuban food, and we made really, really nice Cuban food for that week. Sometimes I'll make an Italian theme. I think for the Bronx Tale, I did a lot of Italian food. I do a lot of research into the characters of the show, the songs that are performed during the show. So it gives me titles, it gives me names and things like that. And I can rhyme things that go with it. So in that aspect, yeah, it does help me.
Do you feed the performers as well?
Once in a while, we feed performers. We often more feed their crew. If their load-in is at 3 o'clock in the morning, we're here for breakfast at 4 o'clock in the morning, making it happen. We just did it for Baby Shark. They're in town. We fed their crew at like 5 o'clock in the morning, and then we fed them for lunch, and then we fed them for dinner. And that sometimes will happen even while we're doing these restaurants, where even while we're opening these restaurants, we'll have catering events during the shows. A lot of performers now are very health conscious. So, you know, we make sure we're doing a lot of gluten-free, a lot of vegetarian. And again, we do that on all of our menus.
Have you cooked for anyone whose name we'd recognize? Can you drop any names? What are the stars eating? That's what we want to know.
You know what? I did make Adam Sandler. When he was here, I made him chicken soup because he was sick. He was here with a show with David Spade and some other comedic actors. And he was sick, and he asked us specially for chicken soup, and I made him chicken noodle soup. You know, at the end of the day, he's just a city kid whose mom probably made him chicken soup when he was sick, and he's on tour, and what's he going to do? And that's what he decided he wanted. So we'll make anything. If we don't have it, we'll go out and shop for it and make it happen.
I love that. So what's your background? How'd you get into this?
I'm from New York originally, from Brooklyn. I own my own business there. It's a deli and a bakery, and we did a lot of catering. And after 9/11, when things weren't great in New York, I decided it was time to move. And, you know, we had some family in town here. So we moved, and I started working in a restaurant, and we just kept moving up. And I ended up coming here to the Straz. So it's been a nice journey for me since 2002. And I'm really enjoying my journey so far. Yeah.
That was the Zest podcast producer, Dalia Colon, speaking to Chef Ed Steinhoff of the Straz Center. This week on the Zest podcast, you'll find a recipe for limoncello and tips for stocking your home pantry. Subscribe for free at thezestpodcast.com.